The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
Welcome you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in every Friday with yours truly, Damian Anderson, Dave Lockhart, and Roland Hill. And we have some breaking news. The NFL and the Players Union has decided on a 7-day extension agreement for another to continue talks.
Is that news?
About the
It is
for players because, I mean, they were going to be without insurance potentially. For teams, for fans, there was a lot of implications that could result in a work stoppage. However, before we go there, I would also want to talk about the political aspect. As always at Planet Gridiron Radio, we talk about everything but always football. I mean, the CBA applies to a lot of areas in today's society. I mean, you talk about collective bargaining in general. You look at unions. Yeah, you look at Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean,
Ohio threatened to arrest people.
I mean, they issued warrants for the senators to return that have escaped to, I guess, Illinois in efforts to not pass this bill that's being proposed to limit the collective bargaining power of the teachers union Wisconsin. And like you said, Roland, it has affected Wisconsin and a lot of other areas. And people, I guess, the proponents or opponents for this bill say that it gives, you know, times are changed. It's not the times of old where unions, you need a voice because there's OSHA. There's several, policies in place that protect the workers and give them equal rights. However, my thing is times are changing.
What about pay?
That's my point.
It's been said that in the union you make more money.
Well, you do. Yeah. You do. I mean, it's a collective effort. And I think that what people get misconstrued, and I think that's why I encourage a lot of people to make informed decisions for themselves and find out about the situation. They say that people get rewarded and based on they don't do anything and they no matter what because they're in a union they get money.
Kind of like teacher's tenure.
Yeah, very similar to that. Very similar to teacher tenure.
But anybody has gone away now.
Absolutely,
well, here in Arizona.
Yeah, but anybody that knows that has kids and anyone that has worked with kids for over 10 years, they should get rewarded for it. As far as I'm concerned,
I don't agree with tenure.
I'm just saying you get to stay there. You become an old salty dog. I mean, I agree. You always have to update your skills. I totally believe in that and be able to adapt with the
love what you do,
changing of the times. And I don't necessarily. You don't have to love what you do to be good at it. I don't necessarily believe that. I'm
agreeing with that right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree with that.
But I think it more so is a case that you have to be there should be some performance matrix involved. But my suggestion throughout the whole situation and dealing with unions and dealing with the recessionary period of the economy, I think more focus should be put on, yes, people need a collaborative group, unions, to represent them because gives a voice for all.
Aren't you a product of a union?
My dad is union rep, and he's the international litigator for the mechanics union, the aerospace workers. Shout out to them. They just signed a big deal with the U.S. government for Boeing. And my mom's been a teacher for the past 31 years and approaching retirement.
So, unionized.
Unionized. However, mm-hmm. I understand with, fiscal conservatives, Republicans, one would say, because I don't care what anyone says. If you work that hard and you go to school or whatever, you're creative and you make that much money, you shouldn't be penalized for that. You know, but I think that there needs to be plans in place to mandate that.
To say that teachers are underpaid anyway for what they do, you know. And you say they get summers off,
but they're public servants, and I mean there needs to be something that goes around with that. I mean, how do you address that problem? I mean, overall our education process is flawed and that needs to be improved dramatically. Right. I mean, we're not being competitive in the global market, which our economy is dramatically being affected by that because as Barack Obama,
I think you hit it right there.
But as Barack Obama said on his State of the Union address, I mean, we need to be more innovative We need to improve our education system, focus more on math. And what was the other subject? Math and science?
Sciences.
Yeah, math and sciences in order to get better. That being said, I just think that, don't get me wrong.
In order to be competitive in the
world. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But just dealing with our issues now, and everyone wants to go say,
someone calls you and they have an Indian accent, you can't wait a minute. I mean, we've all gone through that. Have you called and you try to make reservations or something and you can't understand the person? And
I mean, there's people here. I mean, from other countries that could do that. I mean, to me,
I guess my point is that they've taken these jobs and sourced them out. They've taken them to India or they've taken them to South America somewhere.
And I get your point. My whole thing is when it comes to foreign affairs or anything of that nature, I mean, I apply the same rule that I apply my household. I take care of home first. So I'm going to try and do the best that I can to take care of our constituents in the U.S. public first before I tend to outsource jobs. And one of the things that I guess is concerning for me, everyone, they talk about the big four. They talk about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or even the defense spending, and they want to privatize a lot of these areas. And it's, for me, dealing with that money, it's the private sector that has put the economy in the situation that it's in.
Right.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? So to me, that makes no sense at all. I think it's the individuals that are in power that we need to be looking at. I mean, you have people running the Fed, our federal treasury, or I mean, not the federal treasury, but the bank. I mean, the federal
reserve,
the Federal Reserve, who aren't even appointed public officials. So, I mean, you could look at their own individual intent or what's the word I'm looking for, Dave?
They're still human.
They're still human. Exactly. Yeah. And what decisions that they're making by outside sources. So to me, there needs to be a lot of reform in a lot of things that we do here in the U.S. government. But I think more so, I think corporate America and unions can work together. But I think that there needs more so contingency plans put in place. When the economy has a recessionary period and companies aren't making a profit, that should reflect union workers as well. You know, I mean, there should be something say, for example, the salary or benefits package gets adjusted.
So you're saying it's tied into an adjusted based upon the performance of the company.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think that
why do I keep my company here? Why do I hire thousands of Americans or hundreds of Americans when I can take my business to India and pay pennies on the dollar, don't have to worry about a union or anything else?
Because
I'm profitable.
It's definitely an incentive to do that because you don't deal with unions. I understand exactly what you're saying. But the fact of the matter is, who's your major consumer?
Exactly.
And then you're selling that product.
My consumer don't care because I'm profitable.
You're dealing with brand equity, buddy. You're dealing with brand equity. And after so long, that becomes a law of diminishing return because, people find out and they're like, okay. And then it becomes of such a competitive environment. Okay, mm-hmm. Who's American, who's not? And that's what it becomes to, and people want to find out. And it's very accessible to find out that information about your company. And moving forward, who are they going to go with?
Your competitor or you? Let me ask you. Who really cares where it comes from?
The American people.
Why does China sell us so much crap?
Know that they don't have any imports.
We don't send anything over there.
Because they don't allow any.
Exactly. But we just buy the hell out of China.
And they buy all our debt.
But we know it's China.
They buy all
our
debt.
China, China, China. Right, exactly.
No, I mean, because they're obviously doing something right. And I mean, just in competitive nature, we need to go over there and check them out.
We already did to some degree because on the world market, we're saying what you all need to do is quit suppressing your wage, basically. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't really understand what that means between whatever it is over there versus the dollar. But it's obvious that you can manipulate
the yen,
value.
Right?
No, the yen, I thought it was in Japan.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. In China, whatever it is.
Maybe it's the yang, man.
Right.
Okay.
Or even a wang.
Someone say go there?
But what I guess I'm getting at is that in some way they're manipulating the value of whatever currency that they're using, mm-hmm. and that in turn has some impact on their ability to engage in the world economy.
When was the last time you went to buy something and you were like, well, I wonder who made this. I wonder who had the prevailing wage, I'm going to buy that.
Well, growing up in the environment that I did, I mean, I always look at...
Buy American.
Yeah. I always look first, too. I mean, like I said, my father was a union rep. My mother was... But at the same time, I'm also informed enough to make my own decision. If it's a cost-cutting matter and I'm making decisions, I mean, based on if I'm going to eat or not, I'm going to have to make the best decision for my family.
Right.
I mean, American or not, I mean, it's a product that our government has allowed in our company, our country to come in here and be sold.
I will not buy grapes from Chile.
Did you have a bad experience?
No, no. What happened? There's a winery in California, Jamara Vineyards.
Okay.
And we can't grow grapes in California in the wintertime because of the cold. Well, in the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
So they went down to Chile and they took all the equipment and all the grapes and all the stock, everything, started growing these grapes, and the Chileans kicked them out. And so now they're producing and shipping up here in the wintertime, and Jamar's have nothing to do with it. So I think that's kind of a chicken shit thing to do. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you have your own reasons and political views, and I mean, for any situation, I mean, whatever you feel passionate about, believe in, and support it.
Well, yeah, right. And I think most of us here in the United States or America, whatever you want to call it, would like to buy America. But at the end of
absolutely.
The day, okay,
yeah.
You know what? I drive a Lexus. Why? Because I know that's going to last 10 to 15 years and it's not going to cause me a problem.
There you go. 250,000 miles. Okay.
Well, that, I mean, that's another thing.
It's
I mean,
greed.
I mean,
it's greed.
Well, no, I had a.
You remember those? I had
a discussion about that because I was in one of my labor classes and talking about. Human resources and I talked and I was talking about basically what happened with the Big Four
okay.
and their collapse versus Toyota, mm-hmm. Lexus, and why were they able to be successful and the individual told me it wasn't necessarily that it wasn't the payment plan or the unions took all their money. It wasn't that they weren't selling anything because their products were inferior, and that's one
right.
thing.
The like, product was inferior.
Like I mean, Toyota's whole approach and Lexus's whole approach was to have the consumer be happy and not have their cars break down
and coming back every
well,
5 years.
Absolutely. whereas GM, on the other hand, knew exactly
Chrysler,
when their car.
Ford. You remember the Plymouth
I said the Big Four.
Remember the Plymouth K car, the Reliant?
Yeah,
these cars were made to last
break down.
Year. Yeah, to break down. Yeah.
Right, well, that was a thing.
As
I mean,
well as they had interest in oil,
but think
which
about
they
it.
wouldn't bring the gas
think about it. If you're gonna
well, raise it.
If you're gonna have a consumer or have a loyal,
you want one happy.
You want one happy because what are you gonna do? Create a buzz. Go continue to tell everybody, man,
but
I got a Lexus.
We've always
and
been
I could
big
run
here.
It. Forever.
Yes. 156,000, and every time I service, he said, you can put another 156 on this.
There you go.
164 on the Kia.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
It ain't even supposed to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lawnmower that I just put I didn't have for 7 years. It's a Honda. I only put one tank gas, and it's still
running. It's still running, right? You don't even have to change the spark plugs.
Turn to a motorbike, a cross rock, and everything. But no, I mean, real quick, I want to stay in the political arena. I mean, there's a book that came out. I don't remember the name, but it was along the lines of the Tea Party and why they started. It was, I mean, and I want to ask you guys here, being African Americans, how do you feel about, there were some comments that Barack Obama said that this, more so the Tea Party was started because it was to refute, it wasn't necessarily about taxes, it was to refute him being an African American
right.
in
president,
power as
yeah.
a president.
And that's the image I get from the Tea Party. That's what I think. Mm.
But there's a lot of, there's some African American
sure
Tea Party
prominent
members.
Members of the
yeah, absolutely.
Right. You know,
Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Sure.
Did you ever read that?
Sure, yes. Okay. Mantan, kind of a buffoon.
But I mean, but in terms of, yeah. I mean, but what are they? I mean, under
a
what?
Moment of silence. But under brothers.
but under what principles? I mean, are they their reason for fighting the tea? I mean, the Tea Party movement to refute taxes. Think about it. Our government,
that's what they say.
Our governmental system is not working right now. We're paying taxes for a system that's failing us. I mean, we're basically borrowing money and borrowing money and borrowing money that we don't have to mm-hmm. pay for the Big Four.
Well, it's not this administration's fault. I want to make that
yeah,
clear.
Okay. Right.
I mean,
okay.
he
it's certainly
in.
Inherited.
Right.
It's certainly
yeah.
an inherited.
It was
right.
on his desk.
Okay, but what about the health care bill? That Nancy, we just found out that Nancy Pelosi added an additional $105 million, $105 billion to this bill that I guess Congress, when they signed this bill, that they didn't know that this was involved in the bill as well.
Well, yeah, they didn't read the fine print or what?
Right.
That's just politics. Now, if it wasn't Pelosi, it'd have been someone else.
Right. But I heard a congressman, a reputable a person that potentially running for
president
2012 presidency.
2012 yeah. presidency. I mean, and I don't think that they would come out and say something that wasn't truthful.
They do it all.
Oh,
the
they
time.
Do it all the time.
You think
we're
so?
Talking
oh,
about
yeah.
politics. Certainly they do.
Yeah.
Or it's somehow skewed in some way. It
right.
means what we're saying is X, and it kind of, but it means really Y.
Right.
You know, that's what always seems to happen in that.
You want to hear somebody BS, it's McCarthy out of California. He's like the third man in line Republican
sure.
Party.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Mike McCarthy, boy, he,
well, hold
Kevin
that.
McCarthy.
We'll talk, yeah. talk more politics and sports after the break. Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, Damian Anderson, Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
And as, if you guys missed it, we had, as always, a fun discussion talking politics, but we're going to stay in the realm of beliefs and strong and how they allow people to make decisions, if it's institutions or individuals. Making that transition to the sports realm, talking about BYU basketball player Brandon Davies was dismissed from the BYU basketball team, who is number three in the country right
at
now.
At the time.
They have a number three in the country, and they have one of the better point guards. Or is he a point guard, Dave, or is
he
two?
I don't know if he's a
– He's a real deal.
Jimmer Fredette.
What's the backstory?
Skins. And I'm not talking about pork.
And he was hitting them. They have an honor code for the LDS. And, I mean, this guy went to Provo High. I mean,
he's an adopted kid, but he went
to
Mormon.
He went to Provo High, I mean, right across the street.
And came here to Phoenix and got tainted.
No, I mean, it was just with his girlfriend.
Oh, it's a Sun Devil.
It was with his girlfriend. And
it was a Sun Devil.
I guess.
In a blue dress.
I guess he admitted to having, they confessed.
Apparently there was an admission before a spiritual advisor.
They have confessionals?
They're similar to confessionals where you meet what I understand to be your spiritual leader.
Yeah.
Okay, who then reports to the bishop. And they kind of, I'm assuming, review the contract, if you will, of the honor code.
There ain't no confidentiality?
I guess not. Yes, it's not. And he apparently walked in there and said, "Father, I have sinned," in Jimmy Swaggart style. And lip quivering and like so
now,
Solomon.
Now the boy can't play this year. Can he go to another team?
No, he's not dismissed from school.
Right.
He's still a student. He's just dismissed
from
basketball.
He just cannot play basketball. He's been suspended. Yeah.
And is he sophomore, junior?
He is a sophomore. 19 years old. Sophomore.
And he's our leading rebounder on the team.
Okay.
And this team has a possibility.
Last game they played without him and lost by 20.
Can he play anywhere else?
Yes, if he transfers.
He's not going anywhere.
But he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not. He's not going to go anywhere.
The BYU kid is different than any other kid, I must admit, from the standpoint of they're willing to at least acknowledge and sign off on an honor contract.
But, Dave, they also had another player back in the day who was – I think he transferred to NAU.
You're talking about Ronnie Jenkins.
Ronnie Jenkins.
Came out of Port Hueneme High School.
There we go.
Yes,
very similar
for the Raiders.
Very similar situation.
Having sex with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He bounced.
He left. Yeah, he
left. Harvey Unger. That's why he left, too. Harvey Unger had to go into the supplemental draft. Mm-hmm. He dated a basketball player there.
Okay.
And it was determined that the
– I thought you were going to say he dated a white girl.
No. It was determined that the skins were greater than that calling. And a little skiing went on, and he was dismissed as well, and he had to enter the draft.
I mean, that's a strong honor code right there. That's a strong.
Ain't it though?
You got a great relationship with your are they pastors, ministers, or priests? I mean, I'm not familiar with
your spiritual
with
advisors.
Spiritual advisors.
Yeah, spiritual advisors within the church.
So when you show up to school, they like you sign the honor contract, and they give you a laptop.
It's a different animal there. It really is. I remember, now it all comes back to me. When I was 17, they held, our kids kids are running track. Mm-hmm. It used to be the Athletic Congress, and they held the national championships in Provo, Utah. So we spent a week there, and we got to be on campus.
One day, probably.
No, a week.
A week there, one day.
And I also spent another week there the next year when I was 18. They held the NCAAs there, okay? And it was a different animal. It was. Okay. They had, like, you know, the house mother?
Yeah.
She came down to you, and she began to tell you the rules. And you really didn't think anything of it. It was like no girls or no females allowed in the room.
Yeah.
When you went to the cafeteria, I just had lunch with a couple of my secretaries, and I was talking to them, and they were saying, and I was explaining to them, I remember in the cafeteria, you saw no Coca-Cola, no caffeinated drinks, anything. What you had,
no,
like,
stimulants?
No. You had Kool-Aid?
Nothing, yeah.
Drinks like that. And, but you didn't think anything of it. You were a kid, and it was Kool-Aid. You were like, oh, it's on. But, you know, it was no tea. Anything like was that.
Yeah, no stimulants. I forgot. I was looking at the whole situation.
Coffee is, you're not allowed to
really
do that. Right.
Yeah, no,
your body is almost like...
This is the Mormon belief,
LDS honor code,
and it's not necessarily caffeine alone, because we know about the relationship.
But it's alcohol, pornographic images. It's all the above.
Your body is like a temple, just like the Muslims.
Dave
they say
would
no
not
pork.
Be allowed. And
I'm not. I'm double clicking on that. Well, I am. I'm double clicking.
Take the swine.
Dave double clicking, drinking coke
and swine, and consuming it swine. I'm not a candidate for BYU.
No bean pies for you.
No, my brother.
So, I mean, Dave, what are their chances in NCAA tournament right now?
There aren't any. I mean, they'll make it, but will they progress maybe beyond the second round? Absolutely not.
So, I mean, who do you think is going to win it right now? I mean,
if I had to look, you know, and look, basketball's wide open.
Right. Hey, it's March,
Ohio State, baby.
It is.
I would think Ohio State has a very legitimate shot in Kansas, those two there.
But they went down to Purdue.
Well, look, all of them are going to go down some, all right? You know, but what does Ohio State have? Two losses the entire year?
But what about Duke?
You always have to say Duke. But Duke's problem is they need Kyrie Irving, and they don't have him, okay? And athletic teams are going to give Duke a problem.
Yeah.
They're going to go, and they always do.
And teams that are bigger, too, more athletic,
right. No inside presence. They're not going anywhere, I don't think.
I mean, and that just goes to show with when you have good coaching, no matter what, you're going to be competitive. But
absolutely.
Obviously, have you ever read the book Moneyball? By Michael Lewis.
No, I have not.
It just breaks down the importance of things, what you're talking about, coaching, and looking at the intricacies rather than – it's a great book that you would read, Roland, because I know how you like the Oakland A's. But it talks about
– I thought – is Billy Bean wrote that then?
Yeah, well, he's in it. The story's about him.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
right.
And
I know what that's about.
Yeah, and it talks about Billy being a five-tool guy, being basically amazing, and is necessarily his – coaching career turned out great, however his playing career did not.
Sure.
And then it just basically goes to show how talent is in everything, and now when the game's broken down and played methodically, and also along the lines of sabermetrics and looking at tendencies and things of those areas, how more than likely you will win more if you have that, because given the Yankees payroll versus the Oakland A's payroll and the amount of wins that they had was greater. They were the most winning team during that decade. So I mean, it definitely makes sense, and it's a must read. I'm almost through the first chapter.
You got all that out of the first few pages.
I did. I analyzed, bro.
Yeah.
I analyzed.
Clip notes, please.
Did they make a movie on this?
right. But no. So we got basketball. Did you guys see the Heat game last night?
Oh, how they gave up the 24-point
lead. Bro, what happened?
Same problem. One, they can't protect the lead. Obvious.
Okay.
They have no inside presence. None.
Really?
And they ain't got no toughness either. There's no reason why you should be blowing consistently 24-point
Have we
leads.
Talked since they played the Knicks? When Miami played? I don't think we did. But, I mean, they lost to the Knicks, too. They were leading that game.
They were up by 20, lost that one.
Yeah.
They lost to, who was that, Chicago?
Is it, I mean.
Chicago ran them down.
Yeah, but Wade has won a championship. What are they lacking on this team? Is it really
But
a
how
big,
did Wade win a championship?
Okay,
who was in the middle?
Shaq. He had Shaq.
Right. It's the inside presence. That's what you need.
Still,
to win is still the same.
Magic Johnson was good enough, and he was 6'9". He played center. I mean, I would have LeBron play some center. Whatever. I mean,
all this money you earn.
Yeah. You better be able to do everything for $120 million.
You are a Swiss knife. Okay. For that kind of money, you are a Swiss Army knife, bro. Okay. Don't get it twisted.
You will come to all my children's birthday parties.
That's right.
You will represent the Miami Heat at everything for $120 million. All three of y'all. But I mean, what does this team need to do? Who's the favorite in the East right now? Who's the favorite
Celtics.
In the West?
If the Celtics stay healthy, they win the East.
What about how the Knicks are playing right now?
Well, how about them?
They're winning.
They're going to be an also ran. I believe that.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be competitive because you can't put Carmelo Anthony Stoudemire and let's not. We seem to be forgetting about Chauncey Willis, Billups
yep.
and how good he is.
But he doesn't play defense. None. Three.
He's
of
getting
them
older. He's getting older, yeah. but he's a very competent point guard. Okay.
Yeah.
No question in that, and mm-hmm. he's championship caliber, and he is still big shot Billups.
True.
Okay.
True.
So with those three components together, you're going to win. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just like what the Heat are winning.
Yeah.
But he ain't winning no championship. They're not going to win a championship unless they tweak the roster and they get an inside.
So how much is that affected by coaching? Because you get the feeling that in Miami that they really don't respect the coach.
It could. But see, I think basketball is probably a sport that's not affected as much by coaching.
I think coaching
absolutely. Means a lot to
it. I think more so. That's
you think
why
they're out there playing park ball?
Because you think about it.
To win a championship, okay, I'll give you that. But to be honest, I mean,
if you look
who do you think is like? Let's say
let me break it down for me.
Great coach,
but if you look at the last championship teams, they've all had great coaches. If you go to San Antonio,
of course, Dick Popovich.
Yep, you go to
Doc Rivers.
You go to Phil Jackson. I mean, those three are the best. One would say the best coaches in the game right now.
But
they demand respect from their players. I don't think that the other teams have that. I mean, I think they just go out there. Yeah, coach will say something. But for the most part, I mean, if you look what happened in Detroit with their coaching staff and the basically players saying
Keister
no.
Keister.
Yeah, not showing up and saying whatever, we're going to do our own thing. And mm-hmm. I mean, situations like that. And you also go to Miami earlier in the year that they're not on the same page. To me, it's a respect. And you need guys of that old type. You know, gritty, but I don't know because you go to the same – what happened in Utah with Deron Williams and
– And Sloan.
And Sloan, and he quit. Yeah. He said, I'm good.
No. Yeah, right. He was like, 23 years, I'm not changing that.
I started this Utah Jazz. This is the things I get.
Exactly. Holla, I'm out. Mid-season, right, yeah. He was done.
Yeah, yeah. And they were in the playoff contention. So, to me, it's obviously you have to have that balance. But I think coaching, especially when you're dealing with this much talent, makes all the difference, and that's what separates being good – from great.
Well, what I was getting at in terms of my comments is that I would say to win a championship, yeah, of course, you need great coaching. But to win in this league, I don't think you do. Because if you have mass – let's be honest.
Hold on. I mean, Dave, look at the old Lakers teams.
Sure.
Look at the Bulls teams. I mean, they had Jordan, but – I mean, they had Pippen. But other than that, they really didn't have much. But they played well together. That was coaching. One common denominator between them and the Lakers is Phil Jackson. And then you look at the old Lakers with Kareem, mm-hmm. Magic, James Worthy, Byron Scott, A.C. Green. Who was the coach?
Riley.
Great. One of the best in the game.
Well again,
look at the Celtics. All the talent they had.
I'm not debating that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not debating that. But to win and just be good and put a good product out there.
I agree with you. You don't need much coaching.
You don't need
coaching.
No great coaching to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Try that in the NFL though.
I think everyone has talent in the NFL.
You better have a good coach.
Yeah, everyone has
you
talent.
You better have a good coach there. The plays and the strategies that you put together have a greater impact in that game than in basketball. Because generally speaking, when you have great talent that surpasses everyone else's, you generally will win.
You know what? And a great indicator of that was we saw what happened with the New England Patriots and the Jets the first time that they played.
Sure.
When they went up to Foxborough and what was it, 43?
Punked them, right?
And that was coaching.
Smashed.
I mean, it was like
that's all it was.
They never had an opportunity. Yeah, they never had an opportunity to even play football. You know, before they looked up, it was like, damn.
It's 28 nothing.
Coach, you going to do something about this? Somebody had the wrong game plan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man, Spygate must have broke out again.
But, I mean, then you saw the next time.
Coaching. Adjustments.
Made adjustments, and that's what I told you before, Dave. I was like, they're the better team, but New York has way better talent. That's, I think, that just goes to our point.
Right.
And talking about talent, we're going to go to break shortly in about 60 seconds, but we got to talk about this year's combine. Do you think it was one of the best ever, or do you think how it compared?
You saw some great athletes, but can't you see that every year?
I mean, but you saw the broad jump get broken. I mean, who really cares?
No, nobody.
I mean, exactly. I care about the 40.
Right. You know? Hell yeah.
Bench
elbows. But you want to see them both.
Right, but the bench press record was
it
broken.
It fell. Yep, you saw one of the faster times in the 40 from Van Dyke out of Miami. Mm-hmm. I mean, but again, that happens every year. You see that every year.
And one of my buddies that is a former player, James Osmond, shout out to him and his family. But, I mean, he was talking about, you know, guys are getting bigger, faster, stronger, and thinking about his son's playing the game. But I'm like, well, you have to think about it. Kids are starting to train at
so
seven.
Early, right.
You know, they know how to eat, know how to take care of their body. Mm-hmm. That's why the people are getting bigger, faster, stronger, because you don't make 50,000 like you did, you know, 30 years ago. You make 50 million, so you better be bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
There's a lot of technology R&D that goes into every kid that steps into that game.
Absolutely,
you know, they know tens and thousands amount of more
is
information.
Is Rick ahead of you right now? At his
absolutely,
age?
Yeah,
right.
He better be.
Miles is already ahead of me,
but
and
he
he's
better
five.
Be. He better be.
Right.
What about Ira?
Ira is ahead of me.
Is he?
Yeah, by far.
What
says,
about performing wise? What about his artistic talents?
Yes,
in terms
he
of
is ahead of me.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because of his exposure.
Because
exactly.
of his dad.
Exactly.
Every opportunity.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And we'll be more. We'll bring you more after the break. More of the combine breakdown with Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, myself, Damian Anderson, Planet Gridiron on Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
Welcome all our listeners out there on Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network. You're always joined every Friday from 11 to 2. We'll be updating next week. The show will be at 12 o'clock Mountain Standard Time with yours truly, Damian Anderson, Roland Hill, and Dave Lockhart.
And that's the 13th?
The 13th player.
Is it 13th?
It's
okay.
The 13th.
Okay. Right there under your arm there.
Well, there it is. And also,
so we got one more week at one, just so we
one more, yeah, one more week.
Week at one.
One more week at one. But we're going to break down the winners and the losers of the 2011 NFL Combine held at Lucas Oil Field.
Yes.
There we go.
We're always in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. And let's just start with Cam and Cam.
Cameron Cammy Cam.
Cammy Cam.
Who keeps referring to himself in the third person.
Is that a warning sign?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
And if you had a top five pick, Dave, mm-hmm. would you use it on Cam Newton?
I'm still waffling here.
Let's just go. You're the Cardinals.
I'm the Cardinals.
You're on the clock.
No.
Pass.
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 No.
Yeah.
Pass.
Okay, and why not?
Okay, because I feel...
Hold on, Mike Sando had a great article today, and if you go check it out on ESPN, it talks about him, comparing him to Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, right. I mean, the
a lot of similarities.
There are. The dude wins. He does.
All I do is win. Yeah, that's one thing he does.
Yeah, but also at the same time, let's look at the team that Roethlisberger went to compared to coming here to the Cardinals.
Another great point that they make.
That'd be a very different situation for him. Cameron Newton is no question.
But Dave, hold on. Let's look at this Auburn team that played the Northwestern Wildcats in the Outback Bowl the year before.
Struggling,
barely won. That team didn't change.
That's right.
They changed in one particular area.
The
defense didn't get that much. They didn't get a five-star quarterback. I mean, five-star defensive end. Nick Fairley became
Nick Fairley.
He played against the Wildcats. Did you know who Nick Fairley was?
I never heard of Nick Fairley until coming into this year.
Because Cam Newton, he made people better. Can he make the Arizona Cardinals better?
Well, he'll make some impression, but he's still going to be a rookie because you got to dummy down the offense anyway.
Right.
And
there's it just a learning
takes
curve.
It's going to be a learning curve. It's going to take some time. Now, his measurables and the athleticism blows you away.
But what about that actually with that throwing? Because he missed a lot of balls.
You know what? That's just a matter of time. I just think that takes time. And you don't necessarily, in order to be a good quarterback to allow your team to win, Michael Vick doesn't complete a high percentage of his passes.
But I mean, I know that you're trying to compare the two because he's elusive outside the pocket.
Are you talking about this past week when he was throwing at the combine, just throwing? And,
yeah, he wasn't very accurate in comparison to other people. But that's just
but
he takes time.
Yeah, it wasn't anything.
But you can't teach the zip and the strength.
I mean, we all – okay, you're right. He has a zip and the strength. But one thing that you can't do is – I mean, we're all things the same. The playing field is the same at the combine. I mean, everyone's preparing. Everyone has made all those throws at home before. You know what I mean? Everyone's had sat there.
But it's still different, though, Damian. It's still different. The timing's going to be different. Here's why. And this is why, generally speaking, quarterbacks like to perform.
At their own pro days. No, and I get that.
Because you get used to using the same receivers, and it's a comfort level. And he even said that. He being
Cam Newton. Gabbert made the point of all the quarterbacks that I think 7 out of the 10, basically first-round draft picks, worked out at their own pro day and didn't throw at the combine.
Sure. So. And you understand why. Because you want to look as good as you possibly can look.
Absolutely. Indeed. I mean, it's a matter of $20 million.
Sure.
So, of course, you're going
to
make that
decision.
But
Cameron Newton's a little bit different because he needs every opportunity to do what he did at the combine because he's not used to playing
but
in that
kind of offense. Let me ask you this question. Is his athletic abilities that great that they overshadow his off-the-field concerns?
Yes. And it will always be that way. We see that year in, year out. Lawrence Phillips, come on.
But they didn't overshadow. I mean, that essentially allowed him not to be successful on the field.
It overshadows only to a point. And what I mean by that.
Lawrence Phillips never really turned out to be a great NFL running back.
Where did he get drafted, though?
He went top 10.
Yeah. He was like number 3 or number 6.
Yeah,
he was
amazing.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Why I wanted to go to Nebraska?
That's one of the immediate.
But I mean, the reasons why a Ryan Leaf or Lawrence Phillips or Jamarcus Russell are do you think people are starting to shy away necessarily?
Nope. It happens every year. We still draft those people. And we still draft them high.
Okay, well, who was your pick? Who would that happen to? And I know it's very, I guess, a short amount of time to make that decision, but who was that guy from this past year's draft, 2010?
In terms of the trouble guy where you might
No, I'm just saying just that you think that, yeah. Or we'll just go trouble guy. Yeah.
You know, we have to think
Can't
about
say Dez Bryant because he played
No, Dez
very,
Bryant
very,
played. He did extremely very well this year. A guy that gave you some concerns.
And even Michael Crabtree the year before that, I mean, he played when he had an opportunity.
You know who
well.
The person was and right there, and it showed because he went in the second round, was Ray Malauulu. I found some more stuff out about him because his performance on the field, you were like, how did this guy fall into the second round?
Right.
There were some other issues there that led to him being in the second round. Mm-hmm. Okay, but your question was, what about these guys who came out in the I really have to think about it, you know, who came out this year. That,
I mean, can you make that – can you pull that trigger as Cam Newton a top 10 pick?
Oh, he's a top 10 pick, yes. He is.
Really?
I think he's a top
10. But do you take him because you need him? I mean, like the Cardinals wouldn't take him. I mean, they don't need him.
Well, if they had Denny Green, he drafted the best athlete.
Denny Green would take him.
He would do best athlete.
Ken Wisenhunt, as it approaches, potentially, if you can get a free agent. But the thing about it, you can't make that decision right now because the CBA isn't finalized.
Sure.
So I know that's going to be a huge decision, something that the owners as well
drafting
as –
drafting high? Absolutely it is.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
So that's something that you definitely have to consider because think about going into this situation, quarterback, you got potentially Larry Fitzgerald. That deal is not going to get done. And Larry Fitzgerald's not going to sign back if they struggle this year.
Holds all the cards.
He holds all the cards. So.
By the way, the answer to the question I just thought about was Casey Clawson. That's who it was.
But it wasn't really an issue. I mean, this dude. I mean, you have to at a quarterback position, Dave. Mm-hmm. You have to believe that you're the man. You
well,
have to
it
think
wasn't
that.
Just that with him though. He had issues with people.
Yeah, his own
teammates
punched him in the face.
Right,
yeah.
Not necessarily liking him. So. You know, but this year you have a couple of them because you got not only Cam Newton, you got Ryan Mallett. That clearly.
Yeah, but he looked like a gem.
He zipped that
sucker. But he looked like a gem throwing the ball at the combine. He looked great.
He can throw a football.
Okay, and I mean they're talking about like the top tiers, the top tier is Gabbert and Cam Newton, they're the best,
and then Locker or Mallett, they say,
and then they say that it falls off. I mean, talk about Lockhart. I mean, which we'll get to. Dude looked like one of the best safeties in the game running. I mean, this dude is very athletic, very big, very strong. Mm-hmm. All the tangibles that you talked about, and how do you feel he threw the ball?
He looked relaxed and comfortable, but you know what? His body work speaks for itself. He is,
but Dave, as you know, he didn't have much.
He had four
talent
years.
Around him.
He had 4 years, and you can at least be accurate. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's horrible.
Okay.
No, he's not. He's a great athlete.
Is he a first-round draft pick?
No, not in my mind. He's back in, if that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Clawson or Lockhart, who are you going to take?
Of the two?
Yeah.
I'll take Locker.
Because athletic ability?
Athletic ability and better person, it appears to be.
You don't like Clausen.
I don't know Clausen.
Right.
But from what I see and hear about him, mm-hmm. I personally don't know that.
Well, let's go. I mean, ESPN had a breakdown of the top players ranked, and DaQuan Bowers. What do you think about him?
I like DaQuan Bowers. He's an underachiever until last year. He came out. He's a lot like this year's Jadeveon Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
DaQuan Bowers, also out of South Carolina, number one rated recruit in the country, chose to go to Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Following in the steps of Gaines Adams. I don't know if you know the late Gaines Adams was his mentor.
Played for the Bears.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But his performance, finally, he demonstrated what he can do and be this year.
Okay.
He's a top pick, though.
What about Nick Fairley?
Nick Fairley, to me, I'm a little hesitant with Nick Fairley. Now, what
but, you know, he looked, although he didn't run fast, I mean, Duke could run. He looked smooth in his drills.
He was
smooth. He looked very athletic and very fluid in his drills.
1 year, that kind of scares me some. And then two, he's not as tall or as big as he said.
As a lot of people, because they said he was like 6'5". He was like
6'2.5".
Yeah, 6'2.5".
And he was 20
like
pounds lighter than what they had him at in Auburn. So we know how Auburn gets down.
Yeah, right.
Who blew me away, and I have to agree, was Marcellus Darius. Yes, Darius.
Yeah, he looked really good. He was about 335.
And he ran sub-4.9.
Yeah, and he looked good.
He's out of Alabama?
Yeah, he looked good. And I don't see him. I mean, they have him at 7, but I mean, many people said he outperformed Nick Fairley.
He did. I know what my eyes showed me.
Yeah.
And what impresses you more than anything else is the size. Did you see the 10s?
Yes.
The 10s for both Fairley and Darius smoking.
And I'm going to say this about talking about size. 219.
You talking about Patrick Peterson.
4.34. 10.6 broad jump. And I don't even remember. This is just going off the impressiveness of his numbers.
38 vertical.
Because I didn't even remember anything, and I just remember he stuck out to me being that big, doing what he did.
Did you see the hip movements in the drills?
Yes, I mean,
wide open and flexible.
I mean, dude is a beast. He looks very, very.
He looks like a safety, but no question, will play corner.
And the return skills that I obviously talked about. I mean, sure. In terms of if you had a draft based on sheer talent, he'd be number one.
He's the one. What did they call? Mike Lombardi said he's the cleanest, meaning best in terms of athleticism and no off the field issues.
AJ Green.
He did what A.J. Green would do. I knew he was not a better athlete than Julio Jones.
Yeah, Julio Jones put
Julio
put
Jones
on
is a much better athlete than he is.
But, so. I mean, they have him all the way down to 13.
Yeah, they do.
On this list. So, I mean,
He moved up. That's what,
I mean,
that
this is just updated, though.
Yeah, he's moved up.
Yeah, I mean, he has to. Yeah, I mean, after that performance.
Did you see that on a broken foot, too?
Yeah, he looked great. He looked really good.
Same type of injury
occurred. I'll tell you what. I know that a lot of people, I saw him at, I think it was his bowl game, Von Miller from Texas.
Ball. I was just going to ask about that.
But Texas A&M. Yes. And he did not impress me in the bowl game. However, at this combine.
Tore it up.
Looked amazing.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, great
four,
movement.
4.53 and a 40.
4.53 and a 40. Looked
vertical.
Very fluid catching the ball.
Sure.
Instinctual. I mean, he looked very, very good at the linebacker position.
So is this someone that the Cardinals can use?
They need to be looking
definitely.
At him. Definitely. Definitely need to be looking at
so
him.
So, Dave, I mean, inserting him into the Cardinals, I guess, team, where does he fit? I mean, because you got Washington.
Sure.
You have at the other linebacker, his name is escaping me. But, I mean, do you put him at the Mike linebacker? Do you put him there? I mean, what do you
I'm going to start him out weak side linebacker.
But that's Washington.
Yeah.
But why so take him when you can take this Marcel?
Marcel's Darius?
Yeah.
Because you just got Dan Williams. Dan Williams.
But if you can get Marcel Darius, you take him. I think
But then you're paying that much money for three down linemen. Think about that, guys. Then you have to go back to you can't really run a 3-4. You have
to go
to a 4-3 because you got Darius Williams and Dockett.
Yep.
So
you gotta run a 4-3. You do.
You know what I mean? Then what are you doing? Rotating them every two plays? I mean, I think they're gonna go linebacker quarterback.
I think they're going linebacker. I do too.
I think it's gonna be your boy. I don't know how you pass up Peterson, but I think that's not the issue for the Cardinals.
Not even be there too.
Absolutely. And I think it's more of a rush. No, I'm saying if he falls to 5. I'm just saying, well, best case scenario,
if he falls to 5, you take him.
But I know, but I mean that's not even an area. I mean, that's out of their I guess mythology because they're gonna think to consider a guy that gets to the quarterback. And he's not – he can't – you know, from the corner position, you can't impact the game. I mean, because think about it. If any quarterback has 5 seconds to throw the ball, they're going to be good.
Cover skills are.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they're all fast too. But, I mean, you had Blaine Gabbert. I mean, he looked athletic.
I was
surprised how big he was. He looked good. He looked good. You got, obviously, Marcellus Darius, who we talked about. Prince
Amukamara.
Yeah, Amukamara. There we go.
He's just a little stiff. About his position. He's stiff, though, still in the hips.
A little stiff. I mean, especially in comparison to Patrick Peterson, who looked great in the then although he's great too, but he it was definitely stuck out because how good Peterson is.
You know who looked good too was a kid from what's his name from Miami? Is it Miller? Brandon Miller? The defensive
back. I'm not
back.
Sure.
He ran the 4.4 in the 40. Very good ball skills. Very good hip movement. I'm very impressed with him. Very impressed.
Robert Quinn fell off my list a little bit.
Yeah.
He's still big, but he just didn't run as fast as I thought he was. I mean, he's still running 4.7 for 285. That's moving.
How about Dante Mock? The kid from Nevada, Reno linebacker.
Oh, you're 4.4? Yeah.
From Arizona. He's here. He's from here. He's from Arizona.
What high school did he go to?
He went to a school out in, I think, in Peoria. No.
Marysville?
He went to Hamilton. Kid went to Hamilton.
Wow.
Dante Mock.
Well, there it is. Shout out to Hamilton. No. I mean, let's go, Dave, before we get any other defensive backs that stood out for you.
What is the guy? He's an African name. I apologize to him. Chekwa, he plays for Ohio State with the broken hand.
Yeah,
did extremely well. Kid out of Colorado performed well.
I got to talk real quick about Mark Ingram because I mean, dude ran a 4.62, 5.9.
Not concerned at all.
But Dave, he ran. I mean, the guy from Illinois, LeSure. Tore it up. I mean, he didn't run that. He ran faster than him. He was 200. He was almost 10, 15 pounds heavier than him.
Okay.
Than Ingram. Mm-hmm. Do you still take Ingram over?
I'm taking Ingram over LeSure.
Really?
I'm still taking him. He's a better, more complete.
Because
back.
I mean, if this would have happened, if this would have happened back in the day in terms of these measurables, he would have definitely dropped. Is the running back crop that bad? I mean, he only had 800 yards this year.
Well, right, but he also only missed the first two games of the year.
800 yards, Dave.
First two games.
800 yards,
and he plays SEC.
800 yards.
Look at the SEC champion in rushing. It's not a huge number.
Yeah, I mean, he had 1400 or 1500 yards last year. I mean, it wasn't much. I mean, when he won the Heisman. So I mean, right. I know what you mean. But Cam Newton had 1400.
Yeah, he did. But Cam Newton was the only person to ever have done that in.
Yeah. Cam
and that's why he won the Heisman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll be back more. We're going to break down. We're actually going to have our draft. We're actually going to have our first round draft. Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart, and myself, Damian Anderson. We'll see how it plays out. Just a little precursor of what's going to happen coming up. Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports Network.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
There it is. Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio. If you've missed the show, you can always recap it at iTunes, at search Planet Gridiron Radio. And we broke down the NBA, a little bit of the NFL, and some politics at the first segment, as well as Brandon Davies, the BYU player that was dismissed for the remainder of the 2011 basketball season. And definitely hurt him because, as Dave mentioned, they lost their next game by 20. So hopefully He makes them better.
How does it hurt
more
him?
Informed decisions.
How does it hurt him as a player or his?
He's a sophomore. He'll have time. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll just
pardon
have
the
to,
pun.
He'll just either. Yeah. He'll be married next year. So
yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be okay. So we're gonna break down the draft, and we're just gonna go in order. We're just gonna pick teams. Dave got the first pick because his birthday's first. Comes up first. I'll be second. Roland will be third, and that's how we're just gonna break it down.
All right. Are we going off of our list that we have here that people cannot see?
We're going off our list that people cannot see, and it's basically the draft order and the top 32-ish players that are ranked from ESPN.
Okay, number one.
Who are you taking? Carolina Panthers.
Marcellus Darius.
Okay, Darius. Okay, Denver comes to me. I got a clock.
Why would you take him?
I'm gonna
because that's how you build a deep. You build a team from the lines.
From the inside out.
Okay, inside out. Denver. Oh, you got okay.
I know where you're going. Why?
I don't think so. I'm gonna go with Adam, my boy Champ Bailey, Patrick Peterson.
Oh, really? Yes. Number two. Yes. Oh, yeah. You threw a curveball. You threw a hit.
Yes, I'm gonna go with Patrick Peterson.
Buffalo
quarterback.
Buffalo.
Cam Newton.
Thank you. All right, hold on for a second. Let me strike that name. Matter of fact, I mean, is he even on? That's not a bad one.
Next page.
He's on the next page. I mean, he picked somebody that ain't even on the top. Okay, that's why Buffalo continues to draft where it drafts now, doesn't it?
And he ain't gonna play. Yeah, you notice all the schools that he played for, it was hot out there. I'm just throwing that out there.
Just saying. Huh?
Cincinnati, although has receivers, they don't have a playmaker type receiver.
Do they go quarterback? Is Carson Palmer going to be there, Dave? Is he going to be there?
You know
defense,
what?
Defense. What's going to happen on defense?
He's not playing for
them. Fairly still there.
He's not going to be there. He being.
But they're not going to pick a quarterback though.
They may very well pick a quarterback.
Really?
But what they're going to do is they're going to go AJ Green.
You can't. You got Ocho and
right.
T.O.
Ocho's not going to be there anymore. And T.O. is only signing 1 year. Terrell signed
a 1 year. He's coming back. He didn't have a bad year.
No, he had a ball a year, but you're not going to bring him back.
But you're taking Green.
I'm going A.J. Green.
Okay, A.J. Green.
T.O. on this list?
That brings me to the Cardinals.
Oh, there he is.
That brings me to the Cardinals. Okay, we have some issues, guys.
Von Miller. He's going Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Okay.
Cleveland.
You're up next.
What do they need?
Everything. They can use another wide receiver.
They can use a wide receiver. They also need a defensive lineman. And even you could even say a quarterback.
Yeah.
What about Fairley?
That's not a bad
choice.
That's not a bad choice.
Fairley. There you go, Fairley.
Okay.
That brings us today, the San Francisco 49ers, who basically is pretty good at every position.
They're good at every position. They could use.
However, they need depth at running back.
Running back, and they need a quarterback, too.
I like Alex Smith. I don't care what anybody says.
I like Alex Smith.
But can you get Mark Ingram that high, Dave?
No, and that's why I'm not.
Why not?
Because he ran a 4.62.
Right. Now, if he didn't run 4.4.
All you need is 4 yards at a time.
You're right. That was the issue.
Okay.
The issue was, could we take him or justify taking him there? I cannot justify taking him there. Justice King is getting a little bit long in the tooth. Daquan Bowers.
Okay, really? Daquan Bowers fell to off. Wow. Oh, can I take my picks back?
No.
Because I wanted to get him at the Cards. Man, Tennessee Titans. So we lost Vince Young, Blaine Gabbert.
Yep. That's not bad.
Blaine Gabbert.
You start him?
Yeah. Kerry Collins, you'd probably play him for a little bit and see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
And then insert him.
What number is Gabbert?
Number six overall.
Yeah, dang! I can't believe I missed Bowers, man, for the Cardinals. Because I'm gonna put a slash there. Because that's who the Cardinals. If he's there, that's who the Cardinals could get. I doubt if he falls there. But they need him.
Well, we're doing an eye draft, so in eye draft, he failed at far as
because I wanted him, but I forgot. Can we switch him? Because I'm
no.
Because that's who
Dallas is up. What you got?
Dallas. What is Dallas?
Ooh, they need a quarterback.
Do they need a quarterback? Who's left? Who's out there? That,
you're right, they do.
Yep, they need that. Let's see if he figures it out.
Come on, bro.
Because I knew where
10,
I was going.
10, 9.
Am I on the clock?
Yes, sir. 8.
We don't need a running back there, huh?
7. You can.
I think Dallas would take Mark Ingram.
Because Emmitt
Smith. They do like him.
There we go. Not bad, but me and Dave had, I thought, more pressing issues at corner.
Yep.
Dave?
Okay, Washington Redskins, they need a little bit of everything. They need a quarterback. Right about now. They definitely need a quarterback. They also need – they could use another corner.
Receiver.
And they could use another big play receiver, and I'm going with Julio Jones.
I knew it.
Great minds think alike.
Who was that? What team was that? I'm sorry.
Washington Redskins need – they have no Santana Moss, please. No.
We got Houston Texans. Okay, they got Schwab, good. They got Andre Johnson knocking people out, good. Running back, they have one of the best in the game. They need a
corner.
You think so?
They do. They nasty.
Yeah, I haven't heard them. So I'm going to go with Prince Amukamara.
Amukamara.
From Centennial High School.
Apollo.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, them
his
too.
Daughter. His sister, excuse me.
Okay.
His baller. She signed with ASU. They want to let him to the championship.
Prince Amukamara.
Amukamara.
Okay, Minnesota, Roland, Rolly Roski.
The Vikes, Road Dog, huh? Julio Jones is gone?
He is, that he is.
What do they need? What is
quarterback?
They need quarterback. They need wide receiver issues because Sidney Rice is not going to be there. They could use some linebacker help, and they're getting long in the tooth in the defensive line with Pat
How's this Randall Cobb kid?
Don't do that early. He's good, but
not
he's
that good.
Not that high.
Man, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Right? Randall Cobb, he's a Swiss Army knife of Kentucky.
Okay.
Jake Locker.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a little high there. But
you think so?
Yeah.
Who would you have put in front of him?
For Minnesota, I probably would have gone linebacker.
I would have gone Robert Quinn. Yeah. That's how I would have went. Detroit.
They need linebacker help. You just said it.
Robert Quinn?
Robert Quinn.
There it is. Good pick. Okay, we got
St. Lou.
Yep. St. Lou. What do we need, Dave? A big-time receiver?
Yep. That's what you need.
So do we go with Cobb? Randall Cobb? Who else we got out there, man?
Who could be high enough to go through? See, only two of them really are worthy of that kind of grade. So now let's see.
You're out of receivers.
I'm going with the running back from Illinois. LeSure.
You going with LeSure?
Yep. Because, I mean, although what's his name, Best or – From California, that they have there now.
Jadavian? No, Javid.
Javid Best. He's good, but he's a little small. I like.
No, you're saying Lou, right?
Yeah, I want LeSure.
Yeah, but Javid Best plays for Detroit, buddy.
Yeah, I got to mix it up. Okay, we're good. We're on the same page. No, I don't want LeSure. Sorry, I went for Detroit. I don't want LeSure. We're at St. Louis.
You're at St. Lou, right?
St. Lou. We need a receiver, Dave.
Yes, you do. But you can't justify that.
I can't, so what do we do? I'm going to trade it.
You're going to trade it?
For multiple picks.
I mean, I'm going to do it because for the sake of picking, I'm picking Randall Cobb. For the sake of picking.
Okay. Randall Cobb. I understand why you did that.
Yep.
No problem.
Miami.
Miami's a little weird.
Yeah. They have talent.
They got right. You know, they need some help at quarterback.
Need a receiver, too.
And you need somebody to compliment.
Are the safeties?
Not bad.
Strong or just
their defense is pretty solid. I mean, they're pretty .500 team.
Are they old?
You know what I think
they're pretty young. I think they're
what about Raheem Moore? Would he fit in there?
Raheem Moore as a safety would do okay there. But you know who I think I'm going to go with though is going to be another corner. I'm going to go with Jimmy Smith because they cut loose.
Hold on, Roland's up. Road Dog's up.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Why would you take Jimmy Smith?
They need some help at
Jimmy Smith at
Colorado.
Oh, yeah, that dude's big.
Nice.
Yeah, he looks pretty. He plays a part.
They don't have any playmakers, if you will, on the back end of their defense.
Now, what's the saying? A corner can play safety, but a safety can't play corner?
There you go. A corner can play safety, but a safety cannot play
corner. Guys, you notice we haven't taken any offensive linemen yet?
Nope.
So who we pick? Who'd you pick?
Jimmy Smith. We're going to stay with that.
You're up. D-Lock.
I got Jayville. Jacksonville needs help at the linebacker position. They lost
defensive end
Walker, and they lost
defensive end.
They
also lose their middle linebacker.
Are they?
Yeah. The guy from he was at Oakland last year. He played middle linebacker for them this year.
Okay, they're gonna lose the defensive end, right?
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, Wisconsin.
Okay, J.J. Watt, not a bad pick. New England. Okay. I'm going to go with where's he at? Dave, the defensive end, Ryan Carrington from Purdue. Yep.
Yeah. He's good.
Ryan Carrington. Road Dog?
What team's up?
San Diego player.
San Diego.
Yep.
Remember now, that defense was good last year.
They were good.
Hurry up. We got a last pick.
Were they real good? The defense?
Well, hold that thought. We'll pick it next week. Yeah. I'll play it on Gridiron Radio. Yeah.
You're going to have to wait for his money now.
I'll play it on Gridiron Radio with Dave Lockhart, Roland Hill, myself, Damian Anderson.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.